Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Nieces Nugs podcast. A quick announcement before we start the next several episodes. I recently had the opportunity to travel with some students to Europe, and the next several episodes will be on the road episodes where we are giving day by day updates about the trip, things we liked, the things we saw. I hope you'll enjoy it. Listen, these students were brave enough to jump on the microphone, and so for the first time on this podcast, you will hear other people share their experiences on this trip. I hope you enjoy, and as always, if you have any questions, send them my way. But now, it's time for the Nieces Nugs podcast, Europe Edition. Here we go. Welcome to the Nieces Nugs podcast. What's up, friends? Welcome back to the Nieces Nugs podcast, Road Edition. We are on our way to Europe. We're in the Atlanta airport. I have with me Max. You should recognize the Atlanta airport. You do, huh? You remember this place very, very well. Friends, if you're loyal listeners to the podcast, you might remember early episodes talking about an incredible experience at the Atlanta airport with Max and a checked baggage. Don't worry, friends. When we left Myrtle Beach, we made sure Max knew not to check his bag under any circumstance. But we're here. I'm actually going to introduce some new friends on the podcast today. So first of all, Alex, tell everyone hello and what you're most excited about in Europe.
What's up, everyone? I'm most excited about seeing the greatest team in England, the Arsenal Stadium and the Colosseum in Rome.
Wow, two things he's going to get to see, Emirates Stadium and the Colosseum. Hopefully he doesn't get lost or kidnapped in the Colosseum. But all right, here we go, Max. Max, welcome back to the Atlanta airport once again. Hopefully we're getting on the plane together to head to London, landing tomorrow morning. What are you excited about in London?
I'm ready to see some cool places and ready to eat some good food. So any time with David's a good time.
Friends, these guys know what's going on. We're going to get some fish and chips. We're going to get some nice local food. We're going to have some pastries. It is going to be a good time. And friends, for the first time appearing on a podcast, Ms. Zoe Hamilton, not a stranger to going overseas, but first time in London, I believe.
Hey, everyone. I'm Zoe. I'm most excited about seeing all the touristy things in London, especially the changing of the guard and eating fish and chips.
And I'm just excited to hang out with younger people to keep me young. So here we are. We're about to get on this flight, 8-hour flight to London Heathrow. We're going to hit the ground running. Already have a story on the Delta flight for you. On the flight here, got upgraded, nice little free upgrade to Comfort Plus, was sitting up there. And they did like an expedited service. Lady comes through with a cart and says, sir, would you like some snacks? Well, the answer is always yes. You know that, right? And then says, do you want water, coffee, beer, or wine? I said, I would like a Diet Coke. Sorry, sir, we only offer expedited drinks. Ma'am, I only see coffee and water on your cart. You're going to have to go get a beer or go get wine for me. Can you just go get me a Diet Coke? No, sir, it is expedited service only. What sense is this, Delta? It's going to cost your company more money for me to order a beer. Not going to do that anyways, but it's going to cost you more money to do that. Why don't you just give me a Diet Coke and make a customer happy? Lo and behold, also, when the soon as the plane... Hold on. Listen, also, come on, man. What are we doing here? We know... Look, if they don't know how to get on the plane, don't let them get on the plane. Speaking of getting off a plane, though, as soon as the plane gets to the gate, we have this lady come flying up. I mean, all the way, just storming up to the front, drills my right shoulder. I'm in the first seat, and she gets blocked by first class. But she's like, where are you going? We're early. We landed early, and here she is trying to get off the plane. Ma'am, you need to wait your turn. You're lucky I was with students and supervising. Otherwise, we would have had a conversation. Friends, we'll check back with you as soon as we land on the other side of the pond. Thanks for joining this special edition of the Nieces Nugs podcast. All right, friends, we're here in London. We have landed, and I'm going to tell you what an eventful flight we had. Max and Alex decided to sit in the wrong seats. Yes, they were those people, you know, the people that I have trashed on multiple Trash Tuesdays, corrected, sat in the wrong seat. How do you even do that? Had a run-in with a flight attendant who told me I couldn't put my bag on the floor, even though I just sat down and I was fully aware. But here we are, beautiful London. Weather is amazing, sunny, cloudless sky. It's hard to believe this is what we're doing. I think the first stop is Arsenal Stadium. Alex, you have your Arsenal shirt on. What are you most excited about going to see Arsenal Stadium?
Just to see the best team in England and where they play.
What a hogwash answer. That is terrible. Friends, we are on the way. What is the first thing you're going to eat in London?
That's a good question. Well, wherever David takes me, I'll eat it.
I have no idea, so I was hoping they would know. Zoe, what are you looking forward to right here as we get going this morning?
I would like a big coffee and a pastry.
That sounds like the next plan. We'll report back later. All right, friends, we are back, and we have finally made it to the hotel room here in London after a full day. Look, as we look at the clock right now, it is almost exactly 24 hours to the moment we started this podcast sitting in the Atlanta airport, and here we are. Other side of the pond, full day have completed. We're in the hotel room, about ready to indulge in some ice cream after having a beautiful night at Indian restaurant. It was great. We'll talk about that in just a second. So let's kind of recap the day. We land in London. No problems. Customs, absolutely a breeze. You just have to walk about 2 miles to get there. There are some assisted walkways and things like that. But ultimately, you take your passport, they scan it, and you go right on through, unless your name is Alex Martin, and then somehow it doesn't work. But you continue on. You follow the signs, easy as can be, to the subway, to the underground. We actually hopped on the Piccadilly line, which was a little bit confusing, but if you don't see Piccadilly, just head for the underground signs as well. Everything on the subway system here is a tap to pay. You don't need to buy a card. You don't have to prepay cards. You can just use the same tapless credit card, kind of like you do in big cities in America like New York City. And the difference is you scan in and you scan out because there's different zones depending on how far you're riding it. Now, through our research, we did see that there is or should be a cap per day depending on how many zones you transported through. And so we're hoping that cap kicked in earlier rather than later for us. So let's see here. Alex, what was the very first thing we did once we got to the city? We came to the hotel room, and then what did we do? Do you have an idea? I can't remember. What we got? Radio silence. What we did first was we went to that nice little coffee spot. It had coffee and take out Danishes, which were amazing. Now, what also cool about London is because tip is included in most of the fees you're going to pay, if you do takeout, it actually becomes a lesser charge. So really, really affordable Danish and coffee to go as we got on the subway. We took the subway to the Tower of London, right? To Tower Hill, exit subway, went to Tower of London, just kind of walked around, took some pictures. And then we saw Tower Bridge, which is free to walk across. If you don't know the story of Tower Bridge, you need to do the research. You need to see that somebody in America got fleeced thinking they were buying this bridge when, in fact, they were buying a different London bridge. This is called Tower Bridge. We walked for a while. Then we got onto the Jubilee line. The Jubilee line was absolutely crowded, couldn't breathe. You got to smell how bad other people smelled really up close and personal for about 5-10 minutes as we took the Jubilee line all the way down to Westminster, where we came out and saw the House of Parliament, and we saw the Big Ben. Actually, we didn't see Big Ben. We saw the clock tower. Big Ben is what's inside the bells inside, for those who don't know. However, it was great sightseeing, and so then we continued on. We went to Westminster Abbey. The line, the queue to get in Westminster Abbey was absolutely crazy and ridiculous, so we might hit this up for a church service tomorrow. We took some pictures kind of at the royal entrance, things like that. And then we continued on our way, walked through some park, walked through St. James Park on the way to Buckingham Palace, and got to hang out with a bunch of other tourists there for a little bit as we took in the sights of the royal residence, or what was once the royal residence, as we continued on. Walked down the mall till we got to Trafalgar Square. For those who don't know Trafalgar Square, big event place, but this is also where where they celebrate New Year's Eve, and I think the National Gallery is there as well. Which is something going again. The line, the queues in the summertime are incredibly long, so we didn't do that. But this is where it goes. And then we spent some time at Piccadilly Circus area, watching some people checking out some different things. One of our friends, Zoe, who is not with us right now because she's in her own hotel room, Zoe actually got tickets to go see Hadestown. And so we'll have her share about that a little bit tomorrow. But while she was at Hadestown, we decided to go somewhere else that was important to one of our guys. But before we get there, we did what you do in London. We had fish and chips. Now, let's speak about this. Alex, talk about this for a second. Alex was not a big fish guy. We had to kind of talk him into this. In fact, we gave him an out, but he said, no, I'm in. I'm in London. I'm going to do this. So, Alex, give the people your honest review of the fish and chips we had and what you would have to say about them.
So I got the cod option for fish because the guy there said it was like the most tame option for someone that doesn't like fish. And it was pretty incredible. I mean, it tasted really good. It didn't taste anything like fish or like anything I've had in the United States, which I learned that the when it doesn't smell fishy or taste fishy, that means it is fresh, like they just caught it. So it was really good, and I would recommend it to anyone.
So we did some research and went to – actually, I let them pick between two places. A lot of people pick Poppy's. It kind of be a little touristy, but we actually ended up at Hobson's. Is that what it's called, Hobson's? And great, great option. I had the haddock. The rest of the crew had the cod, and great lunch there. Then it was time to drop Zozo off at Hadestown Theater, at the Lyric Theater, and we took off, well, for the second greatest team behind Chelsea in London. But Alex, his only dream and only wish this whole trip was to go to the Emirates Stadium, home of Arsenal Football Club. So we hopped on a train and we went to the Arsenal stop off the Piccadilly line. And it was like a kid stepping into a candy store for the first time, getting on that sugar high. Alex was a kid in heaven. It was absolutely a beautiful sight to see. We went on the tour, got to see different places in the stadium, the dressing room, the entrance, the captain's walk or the commissioner's area, all those things. Got to go down on the field level to sit kind of where the team would sit. Great, great experience. Now, you would think I would let Alex talk about this, but he's a homer, so he's not going to talk about it. So what I'm going to ask is Max to kind of give his review of the stadium, his review of the activities, and whether he would recommend something like this if you're in a city, whether it's a football club, soccer, or a baseball stadium or something like that. Max, what did you think about the Arsenal tour from beginning to end?
Now, as you said, Chelsea is the best team in the Premier League. But I will say that I did enjoy the soccer tour. I'm a big college football guy, but I enjoyed seeing something different, something unique to the area. I think everybody should go do it if they have the chance to. It was about £30, which is about $40 US. So not too bad there. It was just interesting to see the locker room and all the different designated areas they have for a football club like that in England. And I had a great time, and it was quite unique and a good experience. So I would say you should do it.
Great, great, great recap there. Yeah, I mean, I think it was great. I don't regret doing it at all, except for the fact that the train we took there and back was super hot, so kind of fell asleep. But it was a nice little nap, one that we desperately needed as the day was unfolding. So then we go back to Piccadilly Circus, so we're going to pick up Zozo after her show. And so we're just waiting on her. We're hanging out, trying to figure out what we're going to do. We go into basically a CVS-like store here. And pick up some drinks, and they had some Pepsi Max with mango and lime and different flavors like that. I'm a sucker for zero-calorie drinks that have those kind of fruity flavors. So we got a couple of those, and then we just kind of hung out. And then we were approached by this random dude in Piccadilly Circus, which is not abnormal because the place is crazy. It's like Times Square in London, people performing and doing all these things. But this guy comes up to me and asks me if I've ever played Candy Crush. Like, what kind of question is that? No, the answer is no. I'm not interested in having a conversation about Candy Crush. Really never thought anybody would ask me if I was interested in Candy Crush. And so I just kind of dismissed it. But, you know, it was a really epic fail on my part because what happens is he turns to Max of all people, and says, Max, have you ever heard of Candy? He's like, yeah, I've played it before. So they want to do this interview on camera that's going to be supposedly broadcast across all their social media platforms, pushed out there. And, man, I missed a chance to actually promote the Nieces Nugs brand because I'm wearing a Nieces Nugs podcast shirt. And here Max is. He had to get permission from his adult supervisor to actually be on camera, which was a funny thing in of itself. Appreciate the guy calling me old indirectly there, catching some strays. But it was a little fun time. We caught up with Zozo, and then we headed to Herod's, a place that we severely did not fit in. Number one, we're not dressed the part. Number two, we don't have the financial backing. It was kind of a Herod's, for those who don't know, is owned by the country of Qatar, actually, now. It's one of the oldest but also most famous department stores, high-end department stores in the world, and it's massive here in London. So we went there, hung out for just a brief amount of time. Then we came back to the hotel, and we decided we wanted some local food. We wanted a sit-down place away from the city, and so what we ended up doing was trying to figure out what was around us, and we chose an Indian restaurant that, as we looked it up, it was a very walkable distance from our hotel. It happened to be ranked like number 53 out of 15,000 restaurants in London. Not so sure I would place it in that category. Maybe top 200. Solid place, solid food, Indian food. Portion size could have been better. But I didn't taste anything I didn't like. But I would just say it was a great, great find for us. Exactly what we're looking for. It wasn't loud. We had the kind of restaurant to ourselves, early dining. And it was a great time for us to kind of catch up on the day and enjoy some new food. And so that's what we did. And then we walked to a grocery store to pick up some things because, we just needed some things. We're back to the hotel, and then we're trying to plan a full day tomorrow. Can't wait to walk you through tomorrow. It's going to include several new stops, new things. But we're also leaving London tomorrow to head to another city, so you have to stay back for that. Now, to leave you tonight, I want each of these guys to kind of give you the coolest thing that they experienced today or the thing that they liked the most. And then once they do that, we're going to hang up tonight, and we'll catch you back tomorrow. So let's start off with Mr. Alex. I bet you don't know where this is going.
Well, as you probably guessed, as David has said, my favorite thing was obviously seeing the Emirates Stadium. I've been an Arsenal fan for a very long time. And it was a very rare opportunity that I had, because I don't know next time I'll ever be in London to see it. So just being able to be in the locker room where the current players have sat and players in the past have sat, and then seeing the field was it was really cool. I can't really explain it. I was kind of in shock when I saw the stadium. I couldn't believe I was there. But, that was the favorite thing I saw.
I think a couple things. First was the palace where the king resides, and the guards standing outside the door is really cool. I've never really seen anything like that other than like the White House, but that's a little different. This is more it's more royal, and it's got a different feel to it than that does. And I think Arsenal Stadium was really, the Emirates Stadium was really cool to see, something different, something that, I've seen different stadiums and stuff like that before, but this was unique in its own right, and it was kind of cool because all the soccer stadiums seem to be located like within their own neighborhoods, and the neighborhoods kind of gather around that team to cheer it on. So it was cool to see how that kind of worked, those stadiums are worked into the city. And then the best thing I ate today was probably the almond stick that I had this morning for breakfast. It was amazing. Probably one of the best pastries I've ever had. All the other food is really good, but that stuck out because it was just probably one of the best pastries I ever had. So those are some of the cool things I saw today. And, of course, we saw the big clock with the Big Ben, so that was cool.
The big clock with the Big Ben. It's the best description of London so far. I mean, just unbelievably accurate. Listen, what a great day. Most of people don't realize this, but, I pride myself on remembering things. And, once I've been somewhere once, I typically am pretty good about getting back there. Today was different in that regard. I haven't been to London in about 20 something years, really since I was a college student. And back then, navigating London, we didn't have phones. It was paper maps. It was other things. And so it was just kind of weird today walking around the city. I enjoyed it a lot, but I really didn't remember very much from my previous time here. In fact, things that I remembered were quite different than I remembered them last time. So, and obviously some things change, times go by, but I stand by. I think London is a fantastic city. I think it's a hard city to pop in and see a bunch of stuff and really experience the culture in the city. It's a city that if you have time to sit and relax, have tea and conversation and take in culture, it's a great place to come to. If you're fast-paced and want to do some other things, it's just it's hard to make it happen. So great day in London. Really had a lot of fun traveling with these students today. And other than Max almost leaving his passport and wallet at the restaurant tonight, we really had very small hiccups, some coughs, but very little hiccups. And having said that, we'll catch you tomorrow. Have a great night.